Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, Planting Spiritual Seeds, by your hostess, Yolanda Henderson, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight, and I want to say that I am pleased and I'm glad that I have listeners and I have people who are enthused about learning about God and what He has to say, and He has sent me messages to give to you tonight, and I want to give those messages to you. So if you all could just bear with me, and as we come together and we say a prayer and we talk about some of the topics that I've researched over this past week, lost seeds of resurrection, parts of the seeds that must die, the meaning of dying seeds, and seed law of multiplication. Okay, I do have a number to call in case you have questions or you want to pray with me. I really am into prayer right now. I feel like we're in a time to where it doesn't really matter a lot more of what we're putting into our bodies, but what's coming out of our bodies and being whole and in tune with what our spirit and what God is telling us. So I just want to make sure that we're, even though I'm a holistic health coach and studied all these nutritional values, I still want to make sure that our spiritual needs are fulfilled and we're grounded in the Lord. So if there's anyone that wants to call in and ask for prayer, the number to call in is 516-531-9837. Again, 516-531-9837. All right. So let's go into prayer, and we'll go ahead and get God's undivided attention. And if I can get everybody's undivided attention as we bow our heads and we humble our hearts, God. Dear Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, Lord, the creator of all things, the creator of life, Lord God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, God, those seen and those unseen. We thank you for a life that was not promised to us today. We thank you for the weeks that we've got a chance to come together to hear what you have to say. God, even on a Monday, God, we thank you for the day after your Sabbath day, God, to be able to hear what you have to say, God. May people understand the words that are coming forward today. May the words that I say in the message be understood, God, so with all their gaining in the knowledge, God, that they seek and receive understanding, Father God. Lord, I pray that there are families, God, that are reconciled tonight, God. I pray for relationships tonight, God. I pray for the supernatural, God. Even though things that we are not seeing, God, in the atmosphere, God. You're working behind the scenes in spite of, Father God. I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for my children, for my family, even right now, Father God. I thank you that you're doing some things, God, in our lives that we don't even know how you're doing it, God, but you're doing it because you're the God of Almighty, the omnipotent, Father God. You see, God, all things, and you know all, God, all things, God. You know our hearts, God. You know what we desire from you. You said it in your word, God. Seek ye first the kingdom, God. So we're seeking the kingdom as we're finding out where it is that we're supposed to be in this life, God. Finding purpose, God. And we thank you, Father God, and we ask that this message be fulfillment to your word, God. I pray that everything that I say be what you want me to say, God. Let it be pleasing to you, God, even though it may not be pleasing to man, God, but that it's pleasing to you, Father God. I thank you again for this day and this message, this time and this hour, for such a time as this, God. You make your will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right. So we prayed, and we just want to take a few minutes to go ahead and call someone up. Call your family members, call your friends, call your sister, call your brother. Tell them we're on the line and we're talking truth. We're coming from the Bible. We're speaking truth from the Lord God. We're coming and we're wanting to tell you what it is that God wants you to hear. Coming forth, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, tonight in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we'll give you a minute and a half or 2 minutes to go ahead and give somebody a call. Take a quick break, get some water, and come on back and hear what we have to say. All right, we're back and we're getting ready to talk about planting spiritual seeds. I am your hostess, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and your holistic health coach. The topic tonight is planting spiritual seeds, part 4 of a 5-part series. And we're talking about the parables and talking about the seeds, and we're discussing in the scripture how the tares or the evil seeds will be amongst us and try to steal the good harvest to produce in our lives. So here we go. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me. We're going to be talking about we're going to be talking from 1 John, okay? The concepts of laws surrounding seeds found in the Bible, okay? So we talked about how the seed is a natural, divinely inspired design principle that demonstrates vast spiritual revelation in today and will be another example of that, okay? We talked about seed produces its fruit, and it must first die and be planted or buried in the ground. And that's coming from John 12 and 24. Okay, we looked at Jesus being the seed, and of course, he was also a man like you and I in the world. The Spirit of God raised a man, okay, Jesus Christ from the dead, and he became the first man ever to be resurrected from the dead. All right, so we know that the man Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross in Jerusalem, and we know that he hung there and he died. We know that the Roman soldiers pierced his side, and his blood and water from his body flowed from his side onto the ground. We've seen that in movies. We've seen it. We've read about it in the Bible, okay? The body of Jesus was a seed, okay? So we begin to understand how the seed concepts are being present or, you know, presented to us, the body of Jesus being a seed, okay? So the seed dies and then is buried in an earthly tomb, okay? After 3 days, we know that God raised this man Jesus, back to life in his own physical body, okay? So far, I'm stating things that you already know, and we've heard the story, the Easter story, the resurrection story. We know how planting spiritual seeds has entered and are going on in our lives, okay? Today, we're going to discuss the basic seed concepts using natural seeds. Okay, so a lot of you know that a seed contains three main parts, okay? My holistic health coaches, if you're listening, my gardeners, my, you know, people who understand reaping and sowing in a natural sense, okay? We know that when you're planting seeds and the seed contains three main parts, okay? How many main parts does a man have? Okay, that's a question. Good question. A man also has three main parts. Man is number one, man, spirit that has a two soul who lives in three body, okay? Let me say that again. Man is one, the spirit is two, and the soul lives in the body, okay? So that's three parts, okay? I believe this to be parallels to natural things and spiritual things are quite amazing, okay? So if you can see things like in the natural sense, you can understand them in the supernatural. God, again, is not just a natural God. He is a supernatural God that works in a realm of supernatural life, okay? We all have a spirit, like I told you before in a previous episode. Okay, so, like I was saying, God is also described in three parts of the spiritual being, okay? There is God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Ghost, okay? And there are three parts that comprise the one true God. So what are the three main parts of the natural seed? There are one, the seed coat, two, the endosperm, and three, the embryo. There are the makeups of the seed, okay? So let's compare the makeup of man to the makeup of a seed. The outer portion that we can see will be the human body, and this will be corresponding with the seed coat, okay? So parallel, natural, okay? Man to seed. The outer protective shell, man, okay? The man's next layer is going from the least important to the most important will be his soul, okay? The soul of man is his mind, and his component corresponds to the seed, the endosperm. The final, most important part of a man is his spirit, okay? That's the most important. The spirit of man corresponds to most important part of the seed, the embryo, okay? God can be very tricky to understand, but as you might have seen, if you might have seen, God calls the children of humans their seed. So God describes the human man makeup of a man to be designed after a seed. So as you can see from the natural description of the seed, this information corresponds very closely. So in another parable, Jesus spoke of a man being the ground that the seed is planted into. Okay. However, this time the seed is the word of God. Jesus taught in the parable of the sower that man could be six different types of ground or natural earth. This is the part that makes many people scratch their heads and say, how could we be both? Yet God clearly calls us both of these. I believe it depends upon your perspective and the application that you're attempting to use it in. Okay, so there are clearly different types of seeds, and this part of the difficulty of the interpretation is hard, okay? Being forced to determine that the context and the correct type of everything that we discuss by God. Nobody that I know says Bible interpretation is easy. So if you think it is, you have been deceived. So I want to show you something new in the Bible that applies to God's design of us being a type of seed. The subject of the resurrection is, of course, a potentially controversial subject, since not many people know much about it. Some people believe it, some do not. It is different today, and when Jesus walked the face of the earth, you may remember in Matthew 22 and 23 that a group of people came to Jesus to ask him a question. These people were members of the Sadducees, okay, who they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. So it's really no different today. We will have people who will not subscribe to what the Bible teaches, and they will try to test what everybody is saying, especially those who speak on Jesus, the subject of Jesus. Okay, so let's discuss resurrection and it briefly, the resurrection of the dead. Okay, it's a basic foundational truth taught in the Bible, Hebrews 6 and 2. Okay, so if anybody's there, if you want to turn to your Bibles and read that real quick, you can. Hebrews 6, verse 2. The Greek word in the Strong's dictionary means to raise up or to stand up again or to raise to life again. All right? These are those which were once alive who stated to have died and behold are alive again. That is the concept of resurrection being described to us, and this is a seed concept being clearly demonstrated. A seed lives, a seed dies, and is raised again to a new life after being planted. So if a man is a seed and his makeup or design resembles a natural seed, we should be able to see how God plans to use his concept in the resurrection of our physical bodies. If you want to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 35, it says, some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And what and with what body do they come? In this verse, Paul is writing to a church at Corinth, and he answers some basic theological questions. There must have been some raging debate on the subject to cause God to respond in this matter. Of course, it also helps to learn what was being taught, since we're not present when Paul taught it to them personally. Two questions are presented to God. First, how are the dead raised up? And second, what kind of body will they have? I think these are two very good questions, and we will see if God answers these questions. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. All right. So backing up the chapter, we'll see some contextual verses that are also in reference to the seed resurrection principle. Adam caused all men to die because we're all in Adam. And we talked about that before if you listened to the previous episodes. Christ will cause all men to live again because we are all born again and were in Christ when he was raised from the dead. This is not a universal salvation, meaning that everyone will go to heaven. However, okay, you see, there are people trying to deceive others using these types of teachings where they're only used to parts of the Bible that they like and then reject the parts that they do not like or that don't fit what they desire to believe. Be aware, okay? You do all of the Bible or don't believe nothing at all. It's not, this part fits my life, so I'm going to do it. It's read the whole thing, get a whole understanding. God is always the same God. He does not change. He does not lie. His word does not lie. He is the word. He is the seed. He uses parables, and if you have no one to teach you or you do not understand, pray for understanding. Okay? All right, back to subject. Here is the verse that Jesus gave us on the subject of resurrection. John chapter 5, verse 29 says, "And shall come forth that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Okay? To come forth is a seed concept. You dig a hole in the soil, you sow a seed in the ground, you cover it with dirt, and in the process of time, it comes forth out of the ground. Then Jesus tells us that some who have done good things will be resurrected into life, and these are the good seeds, okay, that God planted. However, okay, that there was a bad news for the bad seeds. Those that have done evil will be resurrected to damnation, okay? That's not very good news for some people. Everyone is prophesied to be resurrected from the dead and come forth, but there are two types of seed being described as they are very different, even completely opposite. We learned at this concept when Jesus taught us that the parable taught us the parable about the man who sowed good seed in Matthew 13. The enemy came and sowed tares among the seeds of wheat, and they both came to bear fruit simultaneously. So you can be living with, sleeping with, having relations with, on the phone with a bad seed. Okay? It's just going to happen. You never know. Okay? The Bible says it has to happen. You know, there's going to be a bad seed. I'm sorry. You may cry. You may weep. You may, you know, ask God why, you know, but they will not understand. They will not receive the concept of what God is saying. They have had their seed, you know, consistently plucked out and replanted or planted tares by Satan. Satan has continued to use them over and over and over, and they just will not turn for no reason. That's not something that I can tell you, you know, why, the reason why. Okay? So we will know that there's a complete opposite seed of a good seed. Okay? What we want to discover is that the resurrection for the dead is a reality that everyone will face in the future. Everybody's going to die. Okay? It is really dependent upon what type of seed you are to where they end up going. Okay? Some will be very happy and some will be extremely sad. 1 Corinthians 15 and 32 says, "If after the manner of man I have fought with breasts of Ephesus, what advantage it to me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." For tomorrow we die, okay? This verse that I thought I would include simply because this is a common attitude found in the present evil world that we live in. People are massively consumed with self-indulgences and have self-centered attitudes towards life. If I get saved, I'm going to have to stop drinking. If I get saved and I start doing this, well, I'm not going to be able to go to the club no more. It's not about you. It's about God and his kingdom. What we're reaping here on earth will not be the same thing that's going to be in heaven. God created man to do what he wanted us to do for him, not vice versa. It just didn't work that way. That's why Satan got kicked out. He wanted to be the God of his own understanding, his own life. God said, no, I created everything. Okay? So there was a problem. Either follow evil or we follow good. We can't follow them both. Okay? So if you have something and I want it, I'll just take it, as a lot of people say. After all, there are no consequences to life. We are just the same as every other animal on the planet. They think and have been, taught. All right? And if we evolve from monkeys and monkeys die, that is the end to them, and so it is with us. Okay? There is no God, no judge, no hell, no way. Are we going to bear any responsibility for our actions? So live it up and be all that you can be, for tomorrow you may die. All right? This is the world concept, again, that this is something that this evil terror, that the seed that somebody came up with, okay, I want to say somebody. I don't want to call them the evil devil, because somebody said that we evolved from monkeys. And, okay, so why are we not still seeing monkeys evolving into people? If we study so much Jane Goodall, she studied so many monkeys. Why haven't we seen a person come from a monkey? I have that question, and I keep asking myself. I'm waiting to see one of these monkeys turn into a human. You know, somebody thought good enough about themselves to make that into a reality check. Well, guess what? That is not what seed, and I'm saying a seed, a word seed, that has been fulfilled yet. I have not seen that seed come to fulfillment. If you have, you call in to my show so you can tell me, show me exactly where it came from, take me to it, and allow me to see this monkey having a human. Or when I turn my back, this monkey going to turn into a man walking upright, doing and thinking the same intelligence or more. We know that they have reproduced, which that's how God created us to do. But I still haven't seen an animal have the same intelligence that a human have. All right. That's enough about the monkeys. Oh, Lord, that just trips me out every time I think about it. Okay? So people are so focused on themselves that they do not know what they're doing to others. Okay? You're planning when you're telling people that, oh, man, don't worry about it, we're going to die. That's planting a negative, evil seed. Somebody may believe what you say, and they lose their soul and they go to hell because you're telling them wrong. You're being responsible and will be held accountable for things that you tell them that are planting evil seeds in a person's life. Okay? This is really going to be the hardest lesson to learn when it comes to Judgment Day. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 35, says, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Okay, so people are still asking this question, even I ask this question. Okay, so get back to finding answers of the two questions asked, and asked by a lot of skeptics. How is it possible that this resurrection will occur, and what will I look like after it does? 1 Corinthians 15 and 36 says, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. Okay, let's talk about that. God begins to answer the first question using the seed principle. To quicken something means to be made alive. This is a changing or a reversal from death to life. What God is describing is the basic seed concept we previously discussed. A seed is useless unless it first dies. Okay? Only after death of a seed can the new life come forth. Okay? So, like what Paul says, very straightforward, and he stands firmly behind what he teaches. Okay, he says that those who are ignorant are fools because they purposely reject the truth. Oh, man, I still want to go over here and do my thing. I don't have time for no Bible. What is it going to do for me? That's not just a small majority of people. That is a larger majority of people. And if the word says the way to heaven is going to be a narrow way, but the way to hell is going to be a wide and a long way, why would you go with the majority listening to evil, no right in it, self-centeredness, when you can be believing and going towards God, going the right direction? All right. That was just a little point that I put in. Okay. So Paul is a very straightforward person, and he stands firm in what he teaches, okay? He calls these people fools, okay? Because if you purposely doing something, you don't want to hear the truth. That means you're doomed from the beginning. That's why I said before, there's not going to be any good seeds going to heaven. They were just already made up in their mind, and you will follow them? No, don't follow that. Find out what kind of soil you are tonight. I'll go back over the soil, or you go back over my episodes, and we'll go back and find out what type of soil you are tonight. Okay. So when he reveals his seed principle in our lives, is very, very profound, and they apply directly to us in the subject of the resurrection of our bodies, our physical bodies, all right? We wouldn't be able to live again if Jesus did not die for us and plant the seed for our salvation. So this is the next verse, so pay close attention to what it says. 1 Corinthians 15:37 says, and that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. Okay, read it again. 1 Corinthians 15:37, and they which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. In this verse, God is almost giving us the contradiction of terms, okay? One of the seed principles from Genesis is every seed produces after its own kind. An orange seed would produce an orange tree. Now, we see another extension to the puzzle. You plant a seed that you get a tree, and not just another set of seeds. In other words, you do not plant a tree and get a tree. Or do you not plant a seed and just get more seeds? No, that's not the law. That's not the basic law, and that's not how we plant and receive seeds. Okay, so when you plant a seed, and you will get a new living plant. That's how it works. God is saying this in verse 1. I mean, in the verse in 1 Corinthians, that the physical body that you have right now is nothing but a bare grain of seed. What God is alluding to is that your physical body you will have now, or that you have now, is not the spiritual body that you will have after the resurrection. Okay? So in 1 Corinthians 15:38, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. While wheat seeds only produce wheat, God is saying that every human is still a unique design individual, all right? So while we're all human seeds, we look differently and have unique natural features like individual fingerprints and DNA. We're all our own made-up person. No one, two people alike. Even twins have different fingerprints, and some parts of their DNA is different. Okay, so these unique features, it says, will still produce a similar design in the resurrection. So just like when the Jesus came back and revealed himself to the apostles and to Mary, he was himself. He had his body that they remember him as. So it's clearly stating that, but he was also transparent, okay? And he did not have, he had the nail print still in his hand, but we don't know if we'll still have whatever death resemblances or whatnot, okay? God talks about transforming the body into a new body, so we all may have new bodies. So, in other words, I guess everybody will not be clones in the resurrection of the spiritual realm, okay? You clearly see in this verse, God is calling us each a seed, but at the same time, he's also calling us unique seeds, okay? That makes our seed discussion a little bit more complex, but yet same seed principles and law still apply. So let's go through some of the other information revealed to us. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Okay? We skip down to verse 42 because it seems relevant to our seed discussion. God says he will take the corruptible natural part of us and sow it to produce the new incorruptible part of us during the resurrection. And this is some really cool stuff. It's really awesome information. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 43, it says it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. What was dishonorable and weak will become glorious and powerful. God is giving you a clue comparison of the difference between the old and the new. That which will become new is highly better than that which was sown. This is a result of being born again of the incorruptible seed of God and not the corruptible natural seed of man. 1 Corinthians 15 and 44 says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. The Bible says it, a natural body, a spiritual body. I didn't just make that up, all right? Our natural bodies will plant it as a seed that will produce a spiritual resurrection body. God clearly declares that our future spiritual bodies are not the exact same as our current physical bodies. The new spiritual body will not get sick or grow old, will not fail, or even will it certainly have many of the same, or even grow tired, okay? There are just too many new features to describe in this new body. The new body will certainly have many of the same features to describe this new body. Okay, the new body will, okay, do things that the old body could not do. Okay, the best of the old will continue to be present in the new. So after Jesus being resurrected from the dead, will still eat natural food with his disciples. So eating is a future good thing to look forward to, and all the church people said amen. So I think you have enjoyed the lesson, and I will take a break from there, and we will come back. Give me about 5 or 10 minutes, catch my breath. Any callers want to come call in and comment or ask for prayer, this is the time now. Feel free. The number to call is area code 516-531-9837. All right. Again, it's 516-531-9837.
All right. Well,
conclude that message, and we'll talk next week. Part five of our five-part series next week, same time, 7 p.m. Thank you.